Guys, welcome back to the Young Dumb Broke Podcast. I'm Casey, and this is my best friend Grady.
Hello.
You almost ate the mic on that one. Definitely aggressively loud.
What year am I usually in?
This week, huh?
What year am I usually in?
I don't listen to our podcast because I don't.
Oh.
I can't hear myself.
One of somebody's ears is currently ringing because of my aggressive hello.
Yes.
Greetings.
Greetings. Hello there.
Hello there.
General Kenobi.
God, we're nerds.
Nerd. Grady has corona. Don't worry, we're 6 feet apart. Like the Beards and Bibles podcast, we're 6 feet apart. Shout out Beards and Bibles, even though they don't even shout out our podcast.
Lame.
They don't give us our actual name. They just say...
Yeah, because it's like 8 feet long.
They just say our name, and say my name, and then they say the podcast legend.
Oh, so they just don't say... I'm just not relevant at all?
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe just because you go, uh-huh, yeah, mm-hmm.
Shut up!
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Welcome back to Case and Talk. Why garage door? No.
Come on, man.
I don't think they can normally hear this.
I have no idea. Check the thing. Yes, no, maybe?
No, the audio.
Ooh, squeaky noises.
Yeah, and the garage door's probably
need
doing...
Need some WD-40
on not doing so well.
WD-40.
Yeah, WD-40's a degreaser, though. It's a degreaser and a lubricant.
Quite
it
nice.
Only lubes for a little bit.
Don't get any ideas.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and then it takes the grease off, so it like makes things loud. So
nice.
Don't use WD-40 as grease.
Yes, use grease like a good human being.
Something just landed on my face. I don't know what it was.
Couldn't
probably
tell you.
Spider. Probably Black Widow. I'm gonna turn into Spider-Man. This is great. Anyway, on this week's episode, it's episode 15. I don't have a name for it. I never have a name at the beginning of the episode. I just come up with it at the end.
Pretty much, yes.
When I have to type it into
English, in order to make a wake episode.
Anyway, so I guess we'll start off with Grady's Mustang update. Grady's been having a bad day, guys. So,
yeah, I've been having a bad day. Am I just gonna?
Yeah,
just gonna talk about all things.
Send it.
So, what happened was
we've been over the fact that you needed a new one.
So we bought the $900 one.
You did?
Yep.
It's at your house?
Yep.
Oh.
You know what sucks?
It doesn't work.
It does work, but not how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to come loaded with base maps for
yes.
the 5.0.
Yes.
It was dumping fuel into my car.
So hydrolock? No.
No. No, not quite.
So ran rate
enough
too
fuel
rich.
To where it would not run.
So it like
saturated essentially. Not even rich, just none.
It just didn't even like,
didn't even no.
Like it literally just like
pretty much
put like an inch of fuel into
essentially
every cylinder.
Yeah, it was just dumping fuel. So I don't know exactly what the deal was with that, but it's like a grand to get that tuned. At a dyno place, so no.
Negative price writer.
Not until I have plenty of cash.
So
that's that. But we found another stock, like stock ECU from Gainesville, Georgia, for $100. So we ordered that.
Nice.
Because we think the ECU in my car is not even for my car.
What?
Yep.
It's for Taurus.
Something like that. Makes me want to cry a little bit.
So what you're saying is your car is a Franken car.
It's been a Franken car.
So it's just not an actual GT. I'm joking.
No, it is an actual GT. All the things and
all the numbers match.
All the numbers match. Except for the ECU.
It's not all.
Chair ASMR real quick. Yeet
together. Okay, we'll just go ahead and.
Should we go into our broken things?
Yeah, we'll go into both broken.
I'm gonna go ahead and go and just take this because I have more broken things than you.
Yes.
So one of my subs. Decided it was just going to, the voice coil was just going to completely seize up.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I got to Grady's truck today at lunch, and one of our other friends who has big bass, like more bass than both of us.
He's got a deep.
Yeah.
Deep sub. I think, is it a 12 or 15?
It might be a 15. I think it's just one, but it's huge.
It's huge. Absolutely massive.
Anyway, we're like looking at Grady's truck speakers, and Grady thought it was the one on his back driver's side, but it's the one in the back.
Passenger side.
Passenger side. Because I was like looking at the one in the On the truck side, and I was like putting my hand on it.
On the truck side?
It was vibrating. Yeah, on the truck side. On the driver's side.
Yeah.
It was vibrating just fine. And then I looked at the other one, and it was doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I walked over, and I put my hand on it, and it was doing nothing.
Nothing. Therefore, voice coil seals. Seized. Yeah.
Sealed. Yeah, because the speaker clearly wasn't, like, blown.
Was not thumping.
Because it's not, like...
Not destroyed.
Yeah, not, like, yeah. The cone wasn't...
Yeah, the cone wasn't smacked.
Yeeted. Which I don't think happens with new speakers. It's only normally with old speakers.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that happened. And then when I walked out to my truck this morning, you know, like the fender, like the wheel well liner plastic things?
Yeah.
One of mine was just hanging down on my tire. Just chilling there.
Just yank it out? Was it in the back or the front?
It's in the back. So, I was going to yank it out until I realized, like, nah, I probably shouldn't do that. It's going to fling crap all up in there and then rust will happen. I'm like, eh, no. So what I did, I got a zip tie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there was a hole from where, like, the little whatever the hell that there used to be. And then there was a hole in the flap thing.
I thought you didn't say held it there. I thought you said something else starting with an H.
Heck. Anyways, it wouldn't go through the hole in the truck. It would go through the hole in the flap just fine, not the hole in the truck. So I had to jam the zip tie. Like, just stab it into my truck with all of my force.
Into the truck or the flap?
Well, I mean, into the hole in the truck where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
But not like a zip tie, but whatever else was supposed to go. And, yeah, it was just an ordeal. So I had to go, like, not federally mandated speed limit on the way to school because I was almost late.
Grady gets pulled over for doing 15 over again.
Whip, 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 whip. Yeah, but...
Greenville Police.
No, the Greenville PD loves me. Because, I eat lunch with them, like,
friends.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're having a rough go of it, boys.
Okay, speaking of blown speakers, did I say my stuff was blown in the last episode?
I don't know. You can cover it again, though.
Let's see. Negative. Okay, anyway, I went to get my last week after, yeah, it would have been the week after we recorded the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, I was in my truck driving to school, and I noticed that my bass was not even doing a thing. Speaker totally on. Like, it's one of those underseat ones that has an amp in it, so, like, the amp was working, so it was on. Everything was wired properly, like, everything. Couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. It literally, like, took me, like, 2 days. Took it to one of the audio guys over yonder. In my area, and he, like, looked at it for a little while. He's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's blown, because you seem like you look like you'd...
You seem like you look like you know what you're doing.
That's what he's trying to say, because he, like, put the toner on it or whatever. His name's Fritz. It's Fritz Audio. If you live in Fayette County, you probably know who it is. Anyway, he's, like, putting the toner on it and stuff, and he had one of his guys, we were working with him, and this guy was, like, had his head on top of my sub, and he was like, I don't hear anything, Fritz. I was like, well.
Heck.
So, Kaysen's probably just going to upgrade everything in his audio system because oddly, my RCAs in my truck are plugged in already. I don't know if there's, like, a speaker amp or something for my front speakers, though, but if you unplug those RCAs, my front speakers sound worse, which is probably not a good thing. But I have two tweeters in the front of my truck, which makes no sense. Like, I have a tweeter, like, in my door card, and then I have a tweeter, like, I have a compound speaker. I don't know what they're called.
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, Grady's not an audio guy.
I'm trying
to make myself audio guy. Because then I can just put my friend's speakers in, and then they won't blow up.
Nice.
Like Grady's. Anyway, it's like a combo. It's like a mixed speaker. Anyway, I have two tweeters, which makes no sense. I should just get a mid-woofer for that door pocket.
Well, a what?
Well, there's all types of woofers, Grady.
I did not know this. A mid-woofer?
Yes, homie. Mid-woofer.
Wait, is there like a... What is it called? A high woofer? Dom woofer?
It's called a tweeter. A dom? Dom woofer? High. Why did you put a high in dom? Dominant
woofer.
Oh, no. There's a mid woofer, there's a sub woofer. Like, I think like there's a Saint just Bernard. I think there's really, literally Saint just Bernard a regular is what that is. A regular woofer.
That's no, a Saint Bernard is what that is. A Saint Bernard is a dominant woofer.
There is no dominant woofer. That would be the subwoofer.
Saint Bernard. Dominant woofer.
We actually have a Saint Bernard in my neighborhood. It's kind of scary. His name's Bubba.
Bubba?
Yes.
In one of my other friends' neighborhood, there's also, I think it's a Saint Bernard. Also named Bubba.
It may not be a Saint Bernard. I think this one's a Newfoundland or whatever. So it's not actually a Saint Bernard. It just looks like a Saint Bernard. We actually saw one today, and me and you, like, crapped our pants on the golf cart. We're like, ah.
That was massive.
Dude, I think the guy was carrying a bag of poop with him. It was like a dino crap.
That was like a Publix bag.
Yeah.
Like, slap full. That was apples.
what is he, like, feeding the dog apples?
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty much a horse, so.
I mean, true.
I'm just saying.
That's the OG Geico commercial. You ever seen that one? Nope. Apparently, riding the dog like a small horse is frowned upon in this establishment.
Oh, yeah.
Geico. Anyway, so my speakers in the back are also blown along with my subwoofer.
GG's, bud.
So I'm going to get a...
He's going to get a...
Horrible.
Forensics.
Forensic science.
Yeah, me and Casey are in forensic class together, in case you were wondering. And then, what were we doing? You're going over the types of fingerprints, and it said whorl, but it was spelled W-H-R... Wait, no.
W-H-O-R-L.
W-H-O-R-L. And I,
and everybody just goes, whorl.
No, it was me. It was just me.
You did it first, and then
I did it first, and I was like, whorl. Whorl. You gotta, like, spit in the back of your throat. Whorl.
Anyway, so, all your homies' speakers are blown. So I'm gonna get two midwoofers for the back.
That's still really funny.
Or maybe some compound speakers. I might get compound speakers in the back because I don't have tweeters back there. And then I'm going to get two square subs. I think I'm going to get tens.
Squares.
Two square tens, which...
Minecraft speakers.
Literally might blow my ears out.
You'll be fine.
I might die.
You'll be fine. Brain damage is just a thing.
See, I can make it ported and then have even more.
I don't know what you're talking about. I guess you're just drilling holes in the box.
Okay, so there's sealed speaker boxes and then
like
there's
mine.
Ported speaker boxes.
Okay.
Porteds make the low big bass thump. Notes thump a little bit more.
Oh. But so I think if I was to drill holes in mine with a DeWalt drill.
You don't just drill a hole. It's like a specific sized hole, and then there's like this cone that goes in it. That's also specific. Mm. So don't just drill holes in your sealed speaker boxes, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Bad things will happen.
Okay. Thank you.
But if I get two square kicker tins and then make a big box.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you I hate kickers.
Why?
Because I had four kicker door speakers, blew two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think people like the kicker
square
one.
And then I
think
blew another one.
Yeah, and then I thought your door speaker blew today at Chick-fil-A, and I stuck my head up next to it and turned
on the
music. I would
have cried. I would have broke down and cried.
Yeah, that would have been a bad thing. Grady would have just driven his truck into Chick-fil-A at that point.
Committed Paul Walker. Gone but not forgotten. R.I.P. the homie.
Okay, homecoming week is what I have down. This week was homecoming week. The themes were quarantine fits / pajama day.
Yeah.
Do I remember all of them? No, I don't think I do. What was Tuesday?
Did we establish that they can hear me when I move in this chair?
I think so. Please, please no.
What was that?
I don't know if they can.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, it's like deafening.
It's really loud.
What was Tuesday? Why do I not remember Tuesday? Oh, decade day probably.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday was character day.
Cowboy.
And then Wednesday was character day. And then Thursday was, Oh, surfers versus bikers, which made me very angry. Apparently it was Teen Beach Movie themed. And then someone said to me that bikers don't wear something. Leather jackets, maybe, or something.
Are you up?
In Teen Beach Movie, they don't wear leather jackets, apparently. Or something. Yes, there was something. I was like, this is not Teen Beach Movie. They just said surfers and bikers. They did not say it was Teen Beach Movie.
Shut up.
I've never seen Teen Beach Movie in my entire life. I don't
sure
think I ever will.
That they did.
Huh?
Pretty sure that they did.
I don't know if it was...
Wasn't there like a spinoff of Teen Beach Movie?
It was probably hilarious too.
Yeah.
Like a spinoff, like a meme version?
I think so.
That would be hilarious. We should just make a... That's what we're going to do.
Teen Movie Beach.
And we're going to make a bunch of money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be OBX themed. and it was supposed to be Cougs versus Pogues, but like, I don't think so. I think someone was like, I don't know what a Cook is, or
it's
Pogue
you.
Is.
If you don't know what it is, it's you. You're one. Huh? If you don't know what a Cook is, you're a Cook.
See, nobody falls into the. Nobody knows what Cook means anyway. Gray, do you know what Cook means?
I know what it means in Outer Banks. Other than that, no.
Okay, Cook in real life means surfer noob.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that, but I didn't know that.
So, there's this Instagram called Cook of the Day that everybody follows that does any surfing or wakeboarding or anything. So me,
big surfer guy.
And there was this video of Addison Rae dancing on the beach in a wetsuit. And, it was that. And then they did the Michael No meme. You know, the no, no,
no, no, God, no.
Yeah, that. And I was like, that's Trinity right now. That thing when it was surfers versus bikers.
The thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, and I dressed as Steve for character today again for like the 800th time, I think. It was not as successful because I didn't come in first period, so I didn't get to be in the costume contest. And then I pretty much just gave up and didn't do any of the stuff for the rest of the day because I had rubber gloves on.
I think
which
the
was
most
terrible.
I did was. Would you? I dressed up as Shaggy.
That was hilarious. And then there was a group that was dressed up as the rest of them, but
dude,
you didn't know.
Yeah, Hoko King Man.
Yeah, Hoko King Man, and then Hoko King Man's friends.
Yeah.
And Greg was like, Zoinks, dude. Let me take
Zoinks,
a picture.
Dude. Can I get in the pic, man?
Grady looks exactly like Shaggy
I
now,
do.
Too.
I really do.
Got the 9 o'clock shadow.
Old tall, lean bud.
And he had that shirt was spot on, too.
It was a little bit darker green.
A little bit darker green.
Green is green.
Green!
Unless you're colorblind, then green is red.
Green is indigo.
Green is indigo. No, we're not starting this again.
Okay, that's basically all I had for homecoming week. Okay. In English class, I already told you this story. One of our good friends, not our good friends, he was, okay, whatever. We're reading Edgar Allan Poe or whatever, and there's this kid who often flagellates in our class. You don't know that's the scientific word for farts.
Flagellants.
Flagellants. Anyway, we were sitting there, and he farted, and he looked over at everyone, and one of our friends went, he goes, no one ever notices, and one of our friends goes, what, poems? And then he goes, no, my farts. And so that is now going to be everyone's senior quote ever. Everyone does notice his farts, we just don't look over there because we don't want the awkward eye contact after a post-fart staring contest. Okay, here's the other thing that happened. I think this was this week or last week, maybe. Grady turned on Tyler Childers in his truck, and I didn't. I had heard the song Feather Indians before, but I didn't know who it was by.
It was by Dad.
Yeah, and then your boy like searched up Tyler Childers on his phone, and now I listen to Feather Indians at least once a day. Yeah, I've listened to like three
you
times.
You know what really makes me. You know what really grinds my gears, Kaysen?
What?
Okay, so it was probably about a month or two before Tyler Childers really blew up with all the. How do I word this nicely? Basic Caucasian women.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, I found him like a month or two before he blew up. I found Cody Jinx. He hasn't blown up because I think he's more outlaw, I would reckon.
I knew about Tyler Childers last year because my cousin and my aunt and uncle took him to the concert. I just didn't listen to him.
Right.
Because
right.
I didn't know that was his song.
Yeah. But anyway, I found, like, what I'm trying to say is I was cool before it was cool.
Well, that happens to us often.
Yeah, God, why?
Everybody got to have podcasts
why
about
are we
9 months.
Why are we just so cool, bro?
I don't know, man. Yeah,
we're just so freaking cool.
And then we quit doing stuff right when everybody
right
else,
when everyone
doing
else starts doing stuff.
Anyway, so Kaysen is now Tyler Childers' aholic. Next thing on here is Lax, bro. Me, I am still going to lacrosse field every day and practicing. I've seen like 85 different LSMs from other schools that are way better than me, and it makes me want to cry myself to sleep. But I was throwing absolute darts the other day at the net, which was fun, from the restraining box. So
do not ever shoot from there, please. Scott will have a stroke.
I'll get yelled at, I know, but
Scoot
if I can,
will have a stroke.
I'm gonna get closer. I'm gonna try to get closer, but if the defender slides to me, I'm gonna have to pass, which is sad.
He's definitely gonna slide. They're all gonna slide. Hard slide.
Well, if I start shooting from the box and make it for like the first three games, which I'm not gonna shoot the whole season, I imagine, because I am just gonna be too scared to shoot because I'm gonna think I'm gonna miss.
Yeah.
I could go and practice for like 3 days and shoot 100%, and I'll be like, ah, nope, still not shooting this season.
You'll be all right.
Sorry, moisturizing my mouth because I end up like.
Why'd you say it like that? Just moisturizing my mouth.
I don't know. I think I'd
say billions in that voice.
Billions and billions.
Thank you.
That was my Trump voice. The voice that I just made randomly. Anyway, I was supposed to meet a goalie from another school to go shoot on him the other day, and he didn't show up because it was actually election day, and they had the day off, and we didn't. Okay. Anyway, Grady went to Nashville for Halloween. How was that, Grady? There was a lax tournament there.
Good old Splashville. Yeah, okay, so we went to Broadway.
Yes.
Like, a lot. Yes. Like, we pretty much just stayed on Broadway if I wasn't at the field.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets dark, everyone is slizzard.
Slizzard?
Absolutely slushed.
Getting schmacked.
Schmacked.
There's a new outbreak.
Shut up. Teams. Please shut up. Please shut up. I hate that audio
TikTok,
so much.
TikTok sound?
God, no. Anyways, yeah, but it was fun. I got a cowboy hat. Love my cowboy hat. It's a great hat.
High quality cowboy
Frankly,
hat.
Frankly, it's the best hat.
It is the best hat. That thing's pretty sick.
It is sick.
I'm really hot in this sweatshirt right now. I need to, like, expand again so I can get some airflow.
What was I saying? But, yeah, Nashville was fun. Dude, it was, like, the second game of the entire tournament. My legs were literally just locking up completely. The muscles were just like, no.
So did you fall down?
No, I just had to run like a robot. You know, you ever seen Steve from Minecraft just sprint?
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
That's how we came up with this podcast idea. I've seen Minecraft Steve sprint millions of times. Oh, one of our friends in that last game, in like the last game, had 5 goals.
Whom?
Eb.
Oh yeah, Eb.
Yeah, homie went off. CEO of Attack. I don't know why I said that. He's probably gonna like kill me now or something. He doesn't listen to this, so that's even better. Nice.
What a faithful friend.
Yeah. Okay. Here's something that happened today in drones. We'll just cover all of drones class real quick.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Okay, in drones class today, we were like sitting up front or whatever, and the guy who's on the Beards and Bibles podcast, Chris Pascal, I can actually say his name because he says it on the podcast.
Yes. Wait. Have we ever like just prefaced drones class before? Like, do the people know of the?
I think so.
Mythological drones class?
I think so.
Dude, when homeboy came in the grape suit.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Dude, that, oh my god. That was terrifying.
He talked like so many times, I was like, wait, who is that? And then I was like, oh, it's him.
Like, oh my god. No. And not like the fact that I could not see his face.
Yeah, that's one of the kids that we think is like.
Yeah, that one.
Very.
You know what we're saying.
I don't think I can say that out loud.
You can't say it out loud, but yeah, you know they know what we're saying.
We think he's a little bit creepy, and he might, you know, do some things to the school that we would not like. And he was walking in the back of the line today, and we were like,
run!
Roll,
Raggy.
Roll, Raggy. Anyway, so we're in class talking about. What were we talking about that gave people the chocolate squirts? Taco Bell?
What?
Taco Bell.
What?
You've never heard it called the chocolate squirts?
No. What'd you say before that?
Huh?
Never mind. The chocolate.
What do you mean, what did I say?
Oh, you said giving people the chocolate squirts.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what I thought you said. Oh, man.
Anyway, so we were, like, talking about that. It was probably Taco Bell or something. It was Taco Bell, I think. Because.
Taco Bell.
I don't know why it was because of that.
No idea. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, we were talking about the chocolate squirts, and one of these kids, I guess, was like, "Are you trying to talk about Viagra Falls?" And we're all like, "What?
What did he say?
You mean Niagara Falls?"
And then he was laughing so hard that he fell over the desk. He took out the desk and the chair.
He fell out with the desk and the chair, and everybody just started laughing even harder. That's just one of those things you have to be there for. It just makes it hilarious.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Actually, he does have a nickname. It's Findy. So we can use that nickname for him.
Findy!
Anyway, during that class, we went to fly the drones that we have assembled.
Oh, God.
From directions that... It was basically Lego drones. Let's be honest here.
Advanced Lego.
Me and Grady were having foot fight. Okay, I did not win.
I won. Because of my extendo leg.
Yeah.
My finger toes.
Yeah, anyway. So the drones were not taking off, and they were blowing stuff in the air.
They were literally just blowing the air straight towards the sky.
So that means they were forcing themselves into the ground.
It was pretty funny.
So we flipped the blades around so they would go up. And then we made them go up, and... people weren't trying hard enough to keep them in the air, so I went, beans, 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 beans.
Give her the beans.
Like, give her the beans.
Give her beans. It was fun.
And it was hilarious. And then,
Oh, and then one of the TAs put it in, like, GPS mode, I guess?
Yeah, he put it in GPS mode, and the drone starts flying backwards.
Directly towards
directly
the tree.
Into the tree.
Hits and it, Chris, like, what, like 20 feet in the air?
Yeah.
And then just cuts the engine. Phew, ground.
And Chris was like,
Yeah,
he started jokingly. He was like, "Sometimes the enemy will jut out limbs
Dude,
into your leg."
So funny.
And I was like, "We just put him in Bible mode, boys."
Like he'll make, like if something happens weird like that, he'll make like a Bible reference.
Yeah.
But it's almost jokingly, but not quite blasphemy.
Yeah, it's not blasphemy.
It's not blasphemy. It's just funny.
Yeah, it's just being funny.
Pastor meme.
Yeah, pastor meme. Let's put it that way. They're going to, like, fire him for that, and we're going to feel bad.
Literally.
I'm joking. That did not happen.
I mean, it's tech... He has good points. It's just funny the way he delivers it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's Pascal.
He's the greatest... Nope. Can't say that. Can't say he's the greatest Bible teacher of all time.
Lord Tito.
Yeah.
And Casey. Casey's pretty solid.
Everyone's solid. I didn't like
Chris. The whole
Chris.
Bible department is solid.
I think in the second episode I said I didn't like Chris. Chris was just on crack for Jesus. He's
Chris
always
is
so
on
excited.
Crack for Jesus.
He's always so excited to
he
talk
has so
about.
So much energy.
He's like, "All right, guys."
So much.
He's like
energy.
Shaking, and then he's low energy when we're in drones, though. I guess he's like drained after teaching all the classes.
No, he's drained because of drones class and the way it is.
Yeah, because everybody he's like scared of someone.
He has the same
someone.
Energy as a star wide receiver boy. Twin.
Oh.
Yes.
What do you mean, same energy as
like
him?
Like, the exact same energy.
I haven't had a class with that kid, the star wide receiver boy, since 8th grade, so I haven't been around him all of high school. So I have no idea what he's like.
Back when I had, like, smart people English.
Yes.
He was in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Just his high energy levels used to slightly annoy me.
Yeah, I think he is, like, higher energy than QB1.
Dude, he is, definitely. QB1 is typically pretty chill. Except for when he talks about football!
Nah.
Number one in the state!
I like when he starts talking about football.
It's so funny because he's just on this massive rant. Yeah. It's like, all right, QB1, okay.
Or you should get him started on politics, and he's like...
God, it's so funny.
Yeah,
so funny.
Let's see. What happened? Oh, the other Friday I missed D group because Grady was going to Nashville, and...
Jason didn't want to be lonely.
Well, I didn't want to be... Actually, yeah, I didn't want to be in that classroom with all those people.
They had so many people.
I like the teachers, but the kids... I don't want to be uncomfortable around.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those are the kids who would, like...
Judge you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just it just happens to be specifically those kids who want to be in the most vulnerable D group possible.
Literally.
And I'm like,
What if we didn't do that?
I'm like, sorry, Casey, I really want to come, but I can't come.
I fear.
Yeah, I'm just... I think I'm afraid of the kids. We need to start our own D group. Three people. actually, yeah. Four people. Me, Grady, Shaq.
She'd wreck.
Whoa.
You good?
Yep.
There you go. Oh, all right.
A lot of gas from DQ that I had before this. DQ is like the tradition before podcast episodes.
It is. Very expensive.
It is very expensive.
For very mid-quality food.
Granny paid $7 for cheese curds today.
Cheese curds. Fried cheese.
And the lady in front of me paid for my food, and I was like, no, please don't. Yes. Lady, please no.
She was like,
I don't want to have to pay it forward. And then I got to the window, and I was like, what's the people behind us cost? And they were like, $18. And I was like, that's $6 more than I was going to pay. And then I was like, I'll pay for their first 10.
So we just slapped a 10 on the counter, and we scooted off on the cough cart.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But yeah, the lady in front of us, she was probably like, what, like 65-ish?
She's like 65.
Of Latina descent.
Yeah, so her name...
Her name was now Abuelita. She was a very wholesome woman.
Yeah, CEO of Wholesome. Driving like one of those Ford... Was it an Escape?
I think it was an old... Yeah, I think it was an old Escape.
Yeah. Escape. Anyway, Where am I? Oh, voter fraud.
Why did I
political case is about to be activated?
We got to do it. We'll just keep it slightly unbiased. It'll be like history class.
Yeah, okay. It's
unbiased, but very biased.
No, not very biased. He's not very biased.
Look at me in the eyes and say that.
He's not very biased.
See how you're laughing? Because you know it's not true.
He is very biased, but he doesn't say it.
He tries his best not to say it. He's doing all right. It's hard to be unbiased when you have, like, when you're raised a certain way and you come from a certain belief.
Yeehaw, Ohio farm?
Yes.
Apparently there's 200,000 more registered voters than there actually are in Michigan.
And the dead are coming back to vote for Biden in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's always fun, right?
Yeah, that's great.
And Georgia's a blue state, so you know that's great.
Oh my God, we're gonna. Oh God, no.
That's why I'm moving to Texas. As soon as I can get out, you want to come with me? If you don't have a wife by then.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Even if I do have a wife by then, if it is current woman, she will come with me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But
solid.
But actually, yeah. Never mind. You'll have way more money than me when I get out of college.
Oh, yeah.
Oop.
How's it feel? Student loan boy.
I'm not going to have student loans. I am going to go to college and state. My parents have offered to pay for college. That's the only reason I'm going to college. It's because my parents have offered to pay for college. Oh. Which is a very lucky thing.
Mine have too, but my brother went for like 7 years and is going back to school. So I'm just going to not do it to him.
Yeah. I that's the only reason I am doing it because...
And honestly...
Because I don't want to go to like trade school and then not like that and then go to... actual college and have to pay for it myself.
Yeah.
Which I probably would like whatever trade I picked.
Yeah, see, that's why I want to go to trade school, because it'd be so much, like, that's what I want to do. I don't have to take, like, stupid core classes, like...
Even though I was talking to one of my friends about trade jobs, and I was like, I talked to my mom the other week, I was like, what if I hung drywall? And she was like, yeah, no. I was like, well, what if I owned it? And she was like, yeah, maybe. But I was talking to one of our friends, you know, the kid who has the Mitsubishi 3000 GT.
Yes.
Apparently that's what his dad used to do. And like his dad is like broken now from standing on stilts and lifting up drywall sheets onto ceilings.
That would make
sense. So I'm not going to do that if
I would be very easy on the bod.
Yeah.
Not a solid choice. I mean, it is a solid choice money-wise, I'm sure. But like body-wise,
negative Ghost Rider.
Big oof.
So that's why I'm going to college. But you know, I'm moved to Texas and everything's bigger in Texas, so I'm going to get like a 2,800 square foot house for like $400,000, but I'm only gonna pay like $30,000 for it, and then have a 2% interest rate for my mortgage, and be like, yes, financial case and activated.
Financial case and activated.
Anyway, we just talked about voter fraud. I guess the only reason Georgia's a blue state now is because
everyone woke up at 2 a.m. to go vote because liberals do that. Oh my God, I didn't say that.
No. the reason we're like that now is because everybody from Hollywood came here, because we're giving tax credits to people for people to shoot movies here, aka Pinewood Studios, which
gonna
is
puke.
Here in Fayette County.
Fayette is red. I was so shocked.
Okay, then maybe it's influence from
Atlanta.
Yeah,
it's definitely Atlanta.
Fulton County has like 2 million people.
Mm-hmm. It's very
and then Butts County's like 4 people,
and they're all very, very liberal.
Yeah. That's where the LGBT area is in Atlanta.
They got the crosswalk that everyone has burnouts on.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a gay pride.
Yeah, it's like a rainbow crosswalk, and then a bunch of people spool down there and like lifted turbo diesels and just ripped tires on them.
That's what we like to hear. Wait, probably shouldn't have said that. There goes Case and Cook 2040.
Breaking. Case and Cook is homophobic.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get hired for that now.
GG, buddy.
Yeah. RIP, going to trade school. I guess I'm gonna have to do this for my living now. Podcast boy.
It'll be all right. You get like $2 every year.
Yeah.
You can maybe get something off the dollar menu.
Live on the streets.
On the streets. Belong to the streets.
Let's see. Where are we? Voter fraud's done. Okay. At the gym the other day, I thought I would never see this. I saw a midget.
Was he strong?
Not as strong as I was expecting, but apparently they can get really, really strong.
They can, yeah. They can be like McGregor.
No.
Yes.
He's short, but he's not a midget. Little people are just the same as us. Actually, I think they get swoller than us for some reason.
Because they're compact.
Yeah, it's because they're shorter.
Yeah.
Like, I think they can deadlift some insane amount.
Because they don't have very hard to lift it at all.
Yeah, well.
Just stating the facts here.
It's just the way they're biometrically built. Yeah, they're still lifting at the same distance. Biometrically, they're still lifting at the same distance. They're still lifting it to their hips. It just happens to be a foot instead of two.
Or three.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
My hips are way up here. It's awful.
Grady probably have terrible deadlift form.
Dude, it's so butt. Literally. You can ask my coach. It's butt cheeks.
His back just arches and he's like, no, 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 drop the bar. Nope,
stop,
nope.
Stop it. Butt goes directly in the air. He's like, nope, no, nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
But see, like me being farm boy, back muscle can be do that.
Yeah, muscle thing.
Just completely just
can't
compresses
speak.
My spine.
Yeah, back muscle
what
can
the,
be doing that.
What
but.
Is the top of the shoulder muscle?
What do you mean?
The ones that are weirdly swole on me.
Oh, your traps?
Yeah, my traps.
Yeah.
I look funny when I deadlift. Trapezius major? I look funny when I deadlift because of those muscles.
Do they, like, get all puffed up?
Yes, dude. They're like...
Mine are massive. Large, too, but I don't... That's probably from Weirbearing.
Weirbearing?
Weirbearing.
Mine's from lifting 50-pound sacks of various things.
50-pound sacks of various things. Yeah. Feed!
Feed, seed, and... various other assortments of corn. I just kicked over the speaker. Okay.
What?
I just kicked the speaker.
Oh, my speaker. Didn't hear it. They can't hear it. Our microphones are wondering. It's already been 37 minutes. We kind of need to get it wrapped up. Because we've been ranting about stuff.
It'll be all right.
Okay, the other week on Friday, I was at work till 10:46 because I sent someone home because I didn't really want them to be there. And they came in for 30 minutes to get paid $50 for taking someone's shift. So, you know, that's great. But I was at work in the freezing cold alone.
Tell them about the deer.
Oh, yeah. There is multiple massive deer at my job. There's a 10-point. Grady wants to come and take my oil filter off my truck and shoot a deer.
Yep.
I didn't get that joke at first, but if you put an oil filter on the end of a gun, apparently it's turned into a silencer.
ATF will be waiting at me at the house. The ATF will be waiting on me at the crib.
Oh.
Yeah.
I literally didn't... I forgot the forensic term for that.
What does it actually stand for?
Alcohol, tobacco, firearms.
Yeah, them. They're coming for me.
Thought you were talking about ATF, like automatic transmission fluid.
Oh, God.
Probably need to change that in my truck soon.
Yeah.
Has yours been changed?
I have a funny story about that.
You get like 400 miles on your truck.
I have a really funny story about that. Yes. I'm not going to say on the podcast because it makes me look like an idiot.
Did you drop your transmission on him? Dropped his transmission on himself. accidentally undid the bell housing bolts and not the...
Whoopsie.
You'd literally just be dead. He wouldn't be here.
No, you would not survive that. That's a heavy transmission.
The transmission on that truck's probably like...
Massive.
600 pounds.
Thick bully.
Quite
the chonker.
Anyway... I want a new car. We've pretty much decided it's going to be a Ford Fission, hopefully the hybrid. But apparently it has like 230 horsepower. If I get
the hybrid,
like the high end one, it has 230 horsepower.
The GT,
which is 15 less than my truck,
and a lot less weight.
Well, it's also a hybrid.
Oh my god,
so
this chair's so loud.
It's also a hybrid, so it might be as heavy.
My mom drives the Fission.
But is it a Fission hybrid? No, it's just a Fission SE.
It's EcoBeast.
Yeah.
Spooling.
Fission SE. I want the Fission Titanium, which is like high end.
You know,
of course, I think
really
I can
funny.
Only get it in leather, which would make me angry.
Shut up.
No.
What I was saying is, every vehicle except the Fox body.
Yes.
Is turbo in my family. My truck is. My dad's truck is. My mom's car is. The Fox body needs them, but will not be getting them until I'm not poor.
Two tiny Tintins, boy boys.
They're not going to be tiny. Big boy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to be tiny Tintin.
It's going to be rev, lag, boost. Rev limiter.
Or just compound turbo.
Mm.
You could have four turbos and then have
or I could be like compound TikTok turbos. And have a turbo for every cylinder.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Yes. All the boost.
I don't even know if those. I feel like those videos are fake. Or they just have eight turbos and then they go into an 8-to-1 to the intercooler and then it comes out.
No idea.
Which would make sense.
You got a turbo coming out of it, going like directly at his intercooler. Like roughly 3 inches of piping in between the turbo and the intercooler.
Nice.
Very. You love to see it.
They're not compound though, so that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, it doesn't reduce lag. It's going to have the same amount of lag. It's just going to have more boost faster, maybe? I don't know. I guess you could use smaller turbos, so you would technically have more lag if you had eight turbos.
Now, do we know for a fact that it's not, like, compound setup?
No, but I'm just thinking in my head that most of those don't look like they're compound.
No, they don't, but, like, they could be. Some kind of weird... Because he's got, like, what, like, 20 turbos in a car, so we don't know where those pipes go.
Yeah. Just has fake turbos.
I just think they look pretty.
Has turbos to nothing. Yeah, it's a real GTX, but... It cost me $2,000, but I just routed it into nothing. It's just exhaust and air coming out of it. into the cabin, like, killing him.
That'll be fine. Just keep the windows down.
Already did case and base update. Grady raced one of his friends who has a Tacoma today. Which
it wasn't a race, Mom.
It wasn't
calm
a
down.
Race. He just died.
We went to 65.
Yeah, we went to 65.
I was gapped.
Because trucks are slow.
I was gapped because my truck is actually very slow. It's just because it's heavy.
Well, and when you have an 8,000-pound truck, it kind of doesn't do the thing.
And you see, I have to turn 35 1250s with the mud grip.
What time is it?
Yeah.
So. I have no idea what time it is. It's probably around 7.
Probably. Well, actually, hold on. I can tell you. Yeah, 6:58.
Yeah, I think the game's at 7:30, so I need to, like,
yeet
out of here. One of our friends keeps asking us to go to lunch, and I keep telling him that we have no space because me and Eb do not want to sit 3 to a seat in mm-hmm. the back of a race truck or in anyone's car. Mm-hmm. We'll just skip kangaroos. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. That was so random.
I already talked about my sub being blown. Oh, before this podcast started, Grady spit a cap across the room and landed almost directly on my mic, which was absolutely incredible.
The accuracy.
Anyway, thanks for listening to today's episode. I literally wrapped that up so fast, like mic drop. That was the greatest thing ever. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please follow us on Instagram at @young.dumb.broke_podcast. That was perfect. The first time I've ever done that right. And we'll see you guys next time. We are out.